Five, four, three, two, one.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Situation Fluxus, a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more. Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Let us dig into the headlines. The Tone Festival in Toronto, Canada continues through July 6. Artists performing include Gordon Gradina's Nomad Trio, Mats Gustafsson's Fire, and Surreal Surreal. For more information, tonetoronto.tumblr.com. The DC Jazz Festival and the Nordic Embassies to the United States present the 16th Annual Nordic Jazz Festival, taking place June 17th, 21st, and 22nd at sites around Washington, D.C. The festival will include three concerts at the Mead Center's Arena Stage and the premises of the Embassies of Finland and Norway. For more information, dcjazzfest.org. The 19th edition of the Rochester International Jazz Festival is scheduled June 17th through the 25th in Rochester, New York. For more information, rochesterjazzfestival.com. The 6th Jazztopad Festival New York takes place June 19th through the 25th across Manhattan and Brooklyn, including Dizzy's Club, Barabas, the Owl Music Parlor, and the Soup and Sound Series. The festival will present Polish jazz and improvised music performed by Polish and American artists. For more information, nfm.wroclaw.pl. This year's Vision Festival will be at Roulette in Brooklyn, New York, June 21st through the 25th, with a final day of performances, June 26th, at the Clement in Manhattan. For more information, artsforart.org. The Syracuse Jazz Festival is scheduled June 23rd through the 25th in Syracuse, New York. For more information, syracusejazzfest.com. The Fruhofer's Saratoga Jazz Festival in Saratoga Springs, New York is scheduled Saturday, June 25th and Sunday, June 26th. For more information, spac.org. The Levin Brothers, Pete and Tony, perform with flutist Allie Ryerson and drummer Jeff Siegel tonight, June 16th at The Turning Point in Piermont, New York, and tomorrow night at the Natick Arts Center in Natick, Massachusetts. For more information, thelevinbrothers.com. Baritone saxophonist Brian Landris celebrates Red List, music dedicated to the preservation of our endangered species. His new release on Palmetto Records, with an album release and benefit concert on Friday, June 17th at New Blue in New York City. 100% of concert proceeds will benefit the nonprofit organization Save the Elephants, which also receives a portion of the proceeds from the album. For more information, newblue.net. Tomb Records, based in Finland, concludes its celebration of trumpeter Wadada Leo Smith's 80th birthday with the release of two box sets tomorrow, June 17. String quartets numbers 1 through 12 and the Emerald Duets. With these two albums, in the period of just over 1 year, Tomb will have released six projects totaling 23 discs of Smith's music. On Tuesday, June 21st, Smith will be honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Vision Festival, with a program featuring an exhibition with paintings, photos, and Ankrasmation symbolic language scores, plus a full evening of performances and world premieres. For more information, wadadaleosmith.com. Performing at Elastic in Chicago, Illinois tonight, June 16th, Mars Williams' Exit Plan for two sets. And on Saturday, June 18th, Asian Improv Arts presents saxophonist Mei Sugimoto, reeds player Fred Jackson, and drummer Isaiah Spencer. For more information, elasticarts.org. Tonight, the Canadian Music Center in Toronto, Canada presents cellist and vocalist Alexis Castro-Giovanni and the George Crotty Trio. For more information, cmccanada.org. At Birdland in New York City, inside of Birdland Theater tonight, June 16th, the Sandy Stewart and Bill Sharlop Duo. And June 17th through the 19th, pianist Joey Calderazzo and his quartet. And inside of Birdland Jazz Club, tonight, first, the Birdland Big Band, and then, tonight through June 18th, pianist Danilo Perez and his Global Messengers. On Sunday, June 19th, pianist Arturo O'Farrell and the Afro-Latin Jazz Ensemble, and June 21st through the 25th, vocalist Stacy Kent. For more information, birdlandjazz.com. This Friday and Saturday night, June 17th and 18th, at the Jazz Forum in Tarrytown, New York, pianist Monty Alexander and his trio for two sets. And on Sunday, June 19th, for two sets, trombonist Steve Davis and his quintet featuring vocalist Abina Coomson Davis. For more information, jazzforumarts.org. Jazz Sundays at the Falcon in Marlborough, New York. This Sunday, June 19th at 7 p.m., Person to Person. Saxophonists Eric Person and Houston Person playing music from their new release, Blue Vision. For more information, liveatthefalcon.com. And the Arts District Houston presents the Nameless Sound Ensemble performing at Site Gallery Houston at Sawyer Yards in Houston, Texas on June 21st. For more information, sawyeryards.com. And now for new releases. Coming out tomorrow, Friday, June 17th, guitarist Doug Munro's Putt Lake Toodaloo on Got Music. Saxophonist Gene Feinbert and Jazz Foria on Pivotal. And oud player Gordon Gradina's two releases, Boiling Point and Pathways. Other new releases out now. Saxophonist Benjamin Koppel's Anna's Dollhouse on Cowbell Music. Guitarist Margaret Slavik's Ballad for Brad. Bassist Joel Quarrington's The Music of Don Thompson on Modica Music. And vocalist Leah Booth's Life Can Be Beautiful on MetaJax. All news items have been gathered from various media sources. For the latest updates, contact the source, venue, or business. Remember, I'm just the messenger. And now for some music. Thank you. from pianist, composer, and bandleader Duke Ellington. From his 1964 reprise release, Duke Ellington plays Mary Poppins, we heard Let's Go Fly a Kite, featuring trombonist Lawrence Brown, trumpeter Cootie Williams, and on clarinet, Russell Procopi. Before that, from their 2011 collaboration, pianist Kenny Warner and the Brussels Jazz Orchestra with the release Institute of Higher Learning on Half Note Records, we heard the traditional song House of the Rising Sun. And we began the set with multi-instrumentalist Eyal Vilner and his big band. Their self-release, The Jam, comes out on July 1st. We listened to Chabacho, named after Vilner's favorite goat's cheese. As well as performing in renowned jazz clubs in New York City, the big band also plays in dance halls. From the press release, Vilner takes direct inspiration from New York's swing dance renaissance. You're listening to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Please send your comments, quips, and anecdotes, as well as feedback to thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com, info@wgxc.org, feedback@wgxc.org, or leave a 3-minute message at area code 518-291-WGXC. Our website is wgxc.org. My interview is with bassist Manel Fortia. His new trio release, Despotar, is available now via Sigel Microscopi Altafonte Distribution with Spanish pianist Marco Mesquita and French drummer Rafael Penier. I want to thank you for joining me on Situation Fluxus.
My pleasure.
You composed the music for your new release, Despotar, and produced it. Mm-hmm. Were you composing music as you were producing? I mean, I see you at the board as you're trying to fix the levels for each instrument with one hand and a pen with sheet music in front of you.
That's a good question. Yeah, for me, compose the music, it's like the first part I do. So first I compose the music with the piano, sometimes with the bass. And I'm imagining that music played with the musicians I want to record. In that case was Marco Mezquida on piano and Rafael Panier on drums. Very good musicians that I know a lot their sound. And after that, I'd like to go to the studio without half the full idea of the album. So I prefer most of the time, not always, but with this album, I preferred like record a lot of different things. There was some compositions that I record that when I was recording, I was sure that there will be on the album, but there was other compositions that it was like, let's try that and let's see if works or if not works. So after that process of recording all the material, for me then there is the producer that you have all the material and you have find the good takes, first one, and then you have find the good order of the track list that there is a story that you are telling with every song. And sometimes there are some takes, good songs, that I decided to say, no, there is no space for that song. Maybe because the rhythm was similar to another tune, or maybe because the concept that the album had had becoming is not the song is not fitting in that concept. So for me, this part is the producing part, and I love this part, because maybe in nowadays the people listening the music in Spotify, like playlists or whatever, and they listening one tune and maybe another album and whatever. But I'm a little old fashioned, and I like to think the concept of the album, that the order is very important, and I like to listen the whole album with the order that the composer has thinking about, because I think it's like a movie, no? You see the full movie, you don't see. I go to see the end of the movie, and I don't mind about the how is the start, no? For me, an album is the same, no? It's like a story, and I like to put energy on that process. That is the producing process that is the way that I understand the music process of a recording. Mm.
So it sounds like you wanted to produce your debut trio release. It wasn't out of necessity, was it?
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessary, but for me, to record an album, I'm recording because I like the music. I want to be happy with that. And if I do in another way and I'm not happy, why I'm recording an album? No? So maybe this energy I put, I don't know if it has an effect in the majority of the audience, but it has an effect to one person, I'm happy. I think is because I'm honest doing that, and the honesty in music is for me is one of the most important values, that everybody has to express and do the things in a certain way that they are comfortable and happy with the result.
I was in the audience during the first night of the Mediterranean Jazz Festival at DROM in New York City last month. I very much enjoyed it. What I enjoyed the most about your playing was how you translated the feelings you were having on stage at that moment. Mm-hmm. You used your bass in a percussive manner.
Yeah, I like.
Yeah. And then you played it as it was made to be played, you know, plucking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now that night you played with pianist Albert Marquez,
yeah.
Marquez, and drummer Vinny Sparaza, instead of the two on Despertar. Marco
Mejida
and French Rafael drummer.
Pander. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, because they were not available to travel because Rafael Panier is living in Paris and Marco Mejida is living in Barcelona. So at that time, they had other things and it was not possible to travel with them. And I decided to play with Albert Marquez, as he's a Catalan pianist, but he's living in New York for a long time. And I have been playing with his project also. We played the day before at the Jazz Gallery with a project of him called The Freedom First. And Vinny Sparaza is a drummer that I love, that he lives in New York for a long time. And when I was living there, we played together, and I was thinking that it could be a good trio to play my music.
Would you please express the difference in playing with these two sets of players, one on stage at the festival and one for the release?
Yeah. Yeah, for me, I don't know. I'm not a musician I'm strict and I'm not flexible in the music. I think I all the opposite. So I'm flexible and I like that the musicians bring their personality to the music. So for me, when I rehearsed with the trio that we play a drum with Vinny and Albert, I say to them, okay, there is that album. This is the music that we will play, but don't try to play like the musicians in the album because you are not that musician. So I like to the music sounds different at the moment because we are playing in New York here and we are not in a studio. So it's a live, so also it's different. And I tried to because the concert was around 45 minutes, so it was not a full concert. So I tried to select the songs that represent the album and thinking that it could work well with the trio. And I was happy with the result of that. Because I think it was fresh and the music has the sense of the composition, but also has the sense of the musicians that was playing at the moment. Yes. So I enjoyed.
I did. I agree with you. Yes.
Thank you.
Manal, you were born in Barcelona, Spain. Mm-hmm. Barcelona is admired for its art and architecture. Is there a jazz and improvised music scene there?
Yeah, of course. I think one of the best scenes in Europe. I think Barcelona is one of that cities. Maybe Paris, Berlin, Amsterdam, Barcelona. Madrid also has a good scene in Spain. But yeah, the good thing, of course, Barcelona is smaller than New York. Every city is smaller than New York in terms of music scene. No? But the good thing in Barcelona, I think that there are people from other nationalities coming there to study music or to live. So they are bringing like New York, but in other scale, they are bringing their own culture, and so this is a fact that you can see like mixtures of jazz, Mediterranean music. There are some people from Brazil living here, so you can see good Brazilian music. You can see Argentinian music also. So there are different cultures that they are mixing there. And also, I feel that every time the musicians start to play younger. So every year I see musicians that has 18 years old that they are playing very good. So my because here there are some big bands also of kids. So I think the music is something that is growing and it's getting, the scene is getting bigger every year because of that, because there are young musicians that playing an early age and there are people from other parts of the world coming here and there is a good mixture. So yeah, I like the scene here. Mm.
And that brings me to my next question about what's the latest talk amongst Barcelona's jazz and improvised music artists about the present scene?
Yeah, here the thing that is in Barcelona, there is a lot of universities that you can study jazz. So this is good and this is bad at the same time, because maybe the scene that in Barcelona would be necessary to have, there are more places, more jazz clubs, or more places that there was live music, because the amount of musicians is big, but there are a lot of students, but there are also professionals. But just in Barcelona, in the city, there are not a lot of places that they have live music. Like, for example, in New York, there are a bunch of places with live music. In Barcelona, there was, but now with COVID, there was some less maybe, but I think there are not a lot. So in terms of Barcelona, it's difficult to work here, but if you open mind and trying to play in all the Spain, I think there are more possibilities. Also, when I came back from New York to live here, I'm trying to connect more with Europe, for example, with Spain, because the thing that happened here is that, for example, this is a topic that we are talking recently in with some other people. Barcelona has a good scene, a bunch of musicians, and Madrid has a bunch of musicians also, and different scene. But there is a lot of people from Barcelona that don't know nothing about the musicians from Madrid, and the same. So there are not very connections, a lot of connections with other cities. So now I'm trying to do these connections because they are not far, and in train, Barcelona, Madrid, you can imagine there is a fast train that in 2 hours and a half, 3 hours, you are in Barcelona to Madrid. So it's very close, no? And it's the same happens to France, maybe. France is very close, but there are the big mountains, the Pyrenees, in the north of Spain. And it's difficult to cross the Pyrenees and go to France. So for me, my goal is try to avoid that borders and that things, and trying to connect with more cities, because I think there are the beauty of the things is to know different cultures and different people and different musicians. It's the thing that I learned in New York. That in New York, there are a bunch of different scenes, but they are together. They are very close. And you can cross the street and find another community of musicians and learn from them and exchange knowledge. So I think the same is in Europe, but they are not together. No? And I think it's good to try to find bridges, and because everybody grow with that. I think it's good for everybody.
Despertar translates to awakening. Mm-hmm. Something happened to you in the 4 years that you lived, worked, and played in New York City. That's the years 2016 to 2020.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The release tells us in the music, will you put into words what that was? What happened in New York City?
Well, I think I was saying that Barcelona has a lot of universities, no? And in jazz, there are a lot of material and methods, and there is a lot of that, no? But I think the best university is New York. So for me, living there and playing with the musicians there, with jazz legends, I remember one of the first musicians I met when I went to New York was Elliot Zygmunt, was the drummer that was playing with Bill Evans Trio. In the one of my favorite albums of Bill Evans is You Must Live in the Spring. So I met Elliot Zygmunt, that for me was like a jazz legend, and I was able to play with him. And these things, if you stay in Barcelona, nothing will happen that things. So for me, going to New York, it was a revelation, because I could meet these my idols, and also new musicians that I didn't know before, but I discovered new musicians, new ways of playing. And I don't know, I think it's very, for if you are a musician and you like jazz, I think it's the place when you can have more inspiration and more learnings or more knowledge, I think. So yeah, I think it was, I changed it there. I changed my, maybe my mind was more open and I don't know. New York is, yeah, it's special. It's difficult to explain in words. It's like an experience that changed your way of playing, maybe. I don't know.
So, Manal, as we come to the end of this interview, I would like to give you the last word. Is there a question that I did not ask you? Is there something you would like to tell us?
About the album or about
anything?
Anything.
Upcoming projects, words of wisdom.
Okay. I have another project that it was also inspired in New York that is called Liberica. And this is more oriented in flamenco, because one of the things that I love from New York that I was telling to you is that mixing of cultures that you can have people from everywhere mixing different styles of music with jazz. So when I came back to Spain, I wanted to do the same between the music from traditional music from my culture that is around Barcelona, Catalonia, with the music of the south of Spain that is flamenco. So I was doing that kind of mix with the same energy that I see in New York. And yeah, if you want to listen to that, it's called Liberica. It's mixed with flamenco jazz and Catalan music. And Despertar is my project with more personal, with my compositions, and the other is it's some kind of experiment that I wanted to do, and I liked the result also. So I added this and say thank you to you, to this interview, the interview and the good vibes, and thank you for coming to my show and enjoy.
For more information, manelfortia.com. And there's time for one more.
Thank you.
from guitarist Doug McDonald and the LA All-Star Octet. Their latest release on DMAC Music is titled Overtones. We heard Night by Night. Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I've been your host, Cheryl Kay. Tune in next Thursday at 10 a.m. for another show. I also host the Jazz Disturbance on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 5th Sunday of each month from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. We appreciate your feedback. Feedback@wgxc.org or leave a 3-minute message at area code 518-291-WGXC. Thank you.
The preceding show was recorded at Waveform's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.